Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 29th day of the month of Iyar and the 44th day of the Omer. Please note that tonight is Rosh Chodesh Sivan, begins tonight after sunset. As we continue to monitor the developing situation in Israel, our hearts, thoughts, and prayers are with all of our brothers and sisters. Beginning today, and I hope that it will only be necessary for today, we will add an additional chapter of Tehillim to our daily program for as long as the situation warrants it. We are grieving for the tragic loss of lives reported today of two women who were killed in Ashkelon, an elderly woman and her caregiver, and the building they were in was directly struck by a projectile which had been launched by terrorists in Gaza. Our collective heartfelt thoughts are with them and their families, and we pray for an easy and painless recovery for all of those in need, and of course we pray for lasting peace. Personally, it is at times like these I particularly feel far away from Israel. I find myself constantly hitting the refresh button on the Israeli news pages on my computer and hoping that the number of deaths and injuries do not climb. Frequently, when we feel disattached, we're not sure what to do, and there really is much we can do, such as this daily call where we dedicate our Torah learning and the recitation of Tehillim, prayer for those in need. However, what else can we do? I would like to provide one suggestion, which perhaps can help us with our feelings of empathy towards and our understanding of what our dear brothers and sisters in Israel are going through. In Israel, when a rocket or a projectile is launched by the terrorists in Gaza, sirens will blare across the country depending on where the missile may be headed. During those precious seconds or minutes, Israelis have just a moment to hunker down and, if able, to race towards a safer room. I cannot imagine what those moments must be like with the shrilling sound of the siren screaming as our brothers and sisters literally flee for their lives. So what can we do to feel their pain? For those of you with a smartphone, there is an app called Red Alert, which will send you an alert in real time as sirens go off in Israel. To make it more realistic, the alert notification is the sound of the siren. As I sit here right now speaking with you on this phone call, my phone has already gone off twice, just as we're sitting here and speaking. Frankly, it's pretty disturbing. And it's even scary as the sound penetrates my office. And yet, I cannot turn it off. I am sitting here in Boca Raton in the comforts of my office, while at the same moment our brothers and sisters are running for cover. So this is my recommendation, and truly only if one can handle it. Perhaps consider downloading this app to better feel what our brothers and sisters in Israel are going through. You can search for it if you have an Android phone or an iPhone. You go to the App Store, you type in Red Alert Israel, Red Alert Israel. At the very least, let's continue to check the news, to daven, pray for those in need, and to dedicate our Torah learning for all of those in need. One additional point. Since March 13th, 2020, at the onset of the COVID pandemic, the OU has been conducting this daily Tehillim and Chizuk call. I mentioned this for two reasons. One, while the call began as a response to the pandemic, it has evolved into something else and has become a staple in the lives of many around the world. And even myself over the past several months have modified my daily closing remarks for the call, as it's no longer only about the pandemic. And certainly, of course, our thoughts and tefillot and prayers are with all of those who are impacted by COVID. Secondly, the daily email reminders, which are sent out each morning, goes to thousands. However, the OU has a massive email list, which we really only send when a situation arises and we need to reach more people. It is that email list which was used today, and we are therefore joined today by numerous others who may not typically be part of our daily call. For those interested in receiving the daily Tehillim and Chizuk email, you can do so by going to together.ou.org. That's together.ou.org. You enter your email address. There's a box on the left side of the screen that says to receive updates. You go to together.ou.org. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Avi Goldstein of Beth Jacob Congregation in Columbus, Ohio, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Goldstein slowly reciting our now four daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, and the addition today of Perek Chaf of chapter 20. So again, it's chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, which is Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. And it will be followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achinu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Dechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Goldstein.
Rabbi Naftali, thank you so much for that warm introduction and really, really spot-on remarks about what we're all feeling about what's going on in Eretz Yisrael right now. Our hearts and minds, our tefillos, are with our loved ones and our brothers and sisters in the land of Israel, all trying to connect and empathize and daven to Hashem. Your suggestion was so powerful to put that app on, so we're all always aware of what's going on. And I thank everyone for joining us today, all those extra people who joined to daven, that we should all daven that there should be peace quickly, that our enemies should stop attacking the Jewish people, the Jewish state, and anyone that was injured should be healed. And we daven for the two women who were killed in Ashkelon. Mirza Hashem, there should be peace soon. And really, as I was thinking about this and sort of a Shavuos around the corner, I was trying to think of something that could really capture the sentiments of the moment. What is something that can take us into Kabbalah HaTorah, to receiving the Torah, being prepared, and at the same time address this gut-wrenching emotion that we're all feeling about what's going on in the land of Israel? And it occurred to me that if you look in the preamble to the giving of the Torah, to the Ten Commandments, Hashem sort of lays out for us why he's giving them to us. He says, you see what I've done to Egypt. I've carried you on eagle's wings. I've brought you close to me. I want you to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. And I want to focus in for a moment on this eagle's wings concept. It's a very famous slogan. It's something we're familiar with. It usually simply refers to something. We talk about the swiftness, the with which Hashem took us out of Egypt and brought us to Har Sinai, ultimately to Eretz Yisrael. And the question is that all it's saying, or is it saying something more? And Rashi cites a fabulous medrash. Rashi cites a medrash which says that the picture painted by the pasuk of the nesher, of the eagle, is very deliberate. Because the eagle is the highest of all birds, and it's not worried about any predators coming down on top, and it places its young on its back. And the only thing it's susceptible to are attacks from beneath. And Rashi says that the eagle sort of says to himself, he says, "Mutav ikane tachet bi velo bivni." I love my children so much, I'll protect them with my own body. So as hunters perhaps try and catch an eagle, it protects its younging by putting it on its back, using its own body, being willing to sacrifice itself for them. And this is a symbol of God's love for the Jewish people, because think about it for a second. Who would you sacrifice something for? Who would you give up of yourself for? Who would you, so to speak, take a bullet for? You wouldn't do it for just anybody. You would only do it for someone you love, only someone you care deeply about. The reason why this is part of the preamble to the Matan Torah, to giving the Torah, is because Shavuos, the holiday of Shavuos, is all about Hashem's love for the Jewish people. It's all about Hashem taking us as his Am Segula, becoming his chosen people, and making that covenantal, binding us to him, bringing us close to him through the Aseret HaDibros, through that covenant, through the Ten Commandments, through that pact, that eternal binding union between the Jewish people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem himself. And God reminds us in the introduction just how much he loves us. He says, I took you out of Egypt, and Rashi elaborates, and we were leaving, the Egyptians were throwing things, and they were shooting arrows at us, and I protected you. And I absorbed them in the clouds of glory as we were racing out of Egypt towards the Yam Suf, towards the sea. I carried you on Al-Kanfei Nisharim, I carried you on the wings of eagles, is a symbol of Hashem being willing, so to speak, to sacrifice himself, to permit his own kavod to be dishonored in a certain sense, to permit his own degradation in a certain way, just for us. Because he loved the Jewish people so much, and now he's saying, when it comes to Shavuos, when it comes to giving the Torah, va'avi eschem elai, I've demonstrated my love for you. Come, let's solidify that with a marriage, with the coming, with the giving of the Torah. And so that is our tefillah today. Our tefillah today is that Hashem should continue to protect us, protect Eretz Yisrael. Al kanfei nisharim, on the wings of eagles, he should put the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael, on his back, so to speak, protect us, heal those who have been wounded, protect our chayalim, our soldiers, protect our country, and ultimately give expression to that love that we will, Emirat Hashem, replicate next week with the holiday of Shavuos, the Chag HaShavuos, which is coming up speedily in our days. Let us rekindle that love. Let us dive into Hashem and the schus and the merit of that love, that he continues to take us on his back, protect us, Al Kanfei Nisharim, on the wings of eagles. And with that, we'll proceed to Tehillim. We're going to begin with a special one that we're adding today for the merit of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, Kapitel Chaf. Psalm 20. Lam naseach nizmor leDavid. Yancha Adonai biyom tzara, yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadecha. Yizkor kol minchosecha, va'olascha yidash nesela. Yiten lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atascha yimalei. Niran and Abishu Asecha, Uvashem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimale Adonai Komi Shalosecha. Ato Yodati, Kiyoshi Adonai Mishifo, Yanehu Mishmei Kotro, Bigvuros Yesho Yemino. Eile Varechev, Ve'eile Vasusim, Vanachnu B'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. Hema karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nitodad. Adonai hoshia, hamelech ya'aneinu, v'yom kareinu. Psalm 23, Kapitel Chaf Gimel. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo echzar. Vinos desha yarviteini, almei menuchot yinahaleini. Nafshi yishoved yancheini b'magle tzedek l'man shemo. Gam ki eilech b'gei talmavech lo ira ro ki ata imodi. Shisecho mishantecha heimo yinachamuni. Tarok lefanai shulchan neged sarirai, dishanta v'ashem en roshi, kosi revaya. Ach, tov v'chesed, yirdifuni kol yimei chayai, v'shavti v'veit adunai liyorech yamim. Psalm 121, Kapitel Kuf Chaf Aleph. Chilam Alos, Esai Nail Heharim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Me'im Adonai, Osei Shomayim Varet. Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha, Al Yanum Shomrecha. Hinei Lo Yanum Velo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilcha al Yad Yiminecha. Yomam HaShemesh lo yakeka, v'yareyach b'loyla. Adonai Yishmorcha mikol ro, Yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor tzeitcho v'lecha, v'yatav yad olam. Kapitel Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir HaMalos, Mimam HaKim, Krasich Adonai. Adonai Shema V'Koli, Tihiena Aznecha Kashuvot L'Kol Tachanunai. Im Avonot Tishmarya, Adonai Mi Yamor. Im Chas Licha L'Man Tivarei. Tivisi Adonai Kivista Nafshi. V'lidvaroh ho'chalti. Nafshi l'adunai mishomerim la'boker, shomerim la'boker. Yachel Yisrael el adunai, kim adunai ha'chesed, v'harbei mo'chidus. V'hu yivdeat Yisrael mikol avonosav. Mishabera kavokseinu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe Aharon v'Shlomo Yivarech v'Rafes Hacholim. Bavur shanachnu mispalim bavura, mizkarze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yimalei rachum aleim lachimam, lachotam, lachzikam, lachayosam, vishlach lohem mehiru fura shleimam min ashramayim, lachole ibareim, lachol gideihem, v'sof shar chole Yisrael, ufuas hanefesh, ufuas haguf, hashta bagala, uvizman kariv, namar amein. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim basar v'ashivya, honim b'yam v'im b'yabasha, hamakom yirachim aleim, Yosiyem Yisar Lirvacha, Melfeila Lohoro, Mishibu Ligula, Hashta Bagalo, Bizman Kariv, Gnamar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Goldstein. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and the refuah for all of those in need will be answered. Tova, even just sitting here for the past few minutes, just got a notification to just while we're on the call, the current tally, over 630 rockets fired from Gaza since yesterday, 480 of them crossing into Israeli territory, and unbelievably, the Iron Dome system, which is a miracle in our times, has intercepted 90% of the rockets which were headed for populated areas. Let's keep doing our part, and let's keep joining here today at 1 o'clock, every day at 1. Let's continue to learn, to pray, and to daven, and to do everything we can. Please join us again tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Derek Gorman, who is the Regional Director of NCSY West Coast in Los Angeles, California. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone, especially our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael and Israel, a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.